first of all, Cheryl, you want to go over the agenda?
Sure. Okay, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, public meeting Saturday, May 3, 2025, 9 a.m., Hampton Inn and Suites, Board Meeting Room, 301 U.S. 26, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Agenda, 9 a.m., call to order, welcome and introductions, announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, open meeting act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10 a.m., approval of the February 8, 2025, public meeting minutes. 9:15 a.m., report from the commissioners. 9:30 a.m., report from the executive director. 9:55 a.m., public comment. 10:10 a.m., newsline update. 10:15 a.m., client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. 10:20 a.m., break. New business, 10:35 a.m., discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's time certification. 10:40 a.m., discuss and act on the approval of employee in-state and out-of-state travel. 10:45 a.m., vote to enter executive session to conduct the executive director annual evaluation. 11:35 a.m., vote to leave executive session. 11:37 a.m., act on the retention of the executive director and his salary. 11:45 a.m., final announcements. 11:50 a.m., adjourn.
Okay. Thank you very much, Cheryl. So, next thing on there is the introductions. I guess we'll do roll call here real quick to see who's all here. I'll go ahead and start. My name is Brent Hine. I'm the chairman of the Board of Commissioners from Lincoln, Nebraska. And if you want to start with Miguel, you want to go ahead?
Miguel Rocha, Scotts Bluff.
Cheryl Livingston from Lincoln. I am the vice chair of the Board of Commissioners.
Linda Menting from Columbus, Executive Secretary.
Patty Shinelaw from Bellevue. I'm the designee rep for ACB.
Okay, and then if we can do the commission employees.
Carlos Cervan, Executive Director, Lincoln.
Erin Brandyberry, Deputy Director of Services, North Platte.
Tammy Dunn, Deputy Director of Finance, Lincoln.
Kathy Stevens, Administrative Specialist, Lincoln.
And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that I was the designee of the NFB of Nebraska.
Okay, sounds good. And so the next is announcement concerning public comment periods. Kathy, do you want to go over that with us real quick?
The public comment or the...
Well, sorry, no. My bad. Sorry. I'm still waking up, I guess. So, yeah, public comment... just for the record, I know everybody that's here has been at these meetings before, but if there's any comments from the public, we have specific periods of time that you can ask your questions, state your comments, concerns, etc. We just ask that you wait till that period of time to do it. Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, and logistics. There we go, Kathy. That's what my brain was thinking of.
The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, on the NCBBI website. It was sent to post and posted on NFB Newsline. It was sent to Radio Talking Book. And the notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBBI listserv.
Okay. So next thing on the agenda is approval of the February 8th, 2025 public meeting minutes. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I so move.
Okay, Patty moves. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Linda?
Aye.
Patty?
Aye.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded and properly approved for the February 5th, 2025 public meeting minutes. Next thing on the agenda is report from the commissioners. I'll go ahead and start with that. So in the last 3 months, pretty much a lot of what I do is showing what blind people can do in the public works place, being very present and available at my job. I work the front desk a lot at Fairfield Inn and Suites in Southeast Lincoln. I also testified at the Appropriations Committee at the State Capitol Building to try and get approval for SSP and other things with as far as our funds for the next year. So, Miguel?
Okay, so I have attended the NFB at-large chapter meetings. I attended the NFB state convention. I attended the 3D museum tour, and I'm currently looking for a job.
And you graduated too, didn't you?
Yeah, I said that last time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It's early.
That's old news.
Cheryl?
Okay, I have been continuing to be active in the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. I serve as Lincoln Chapter Secretary, and I was elected Treasurer of the Senior Division at the State Convention held at the end of March. I did attend the State Convention, and I've been attending State Conventions ever since about 1975. I think I only missed one convention in all those years. So I've attended a lot of them. This convention was very good. It was very well attended. We had around 140 registrations for convention, and I'd like to thank the commission for sending clients to the convention so they can experience what we're all about. Also, I am a friend of a state senator. Her name is Margo Juarez. That's J-U-A-R-E-Z. She is a representative for District 5. I think it's in Papillion, and she is interested in learning about the SSP legislation in the legislature. I think that's LB 87. So I'm hoping to either make more contact with her myself or have a representative of the NFB and contact her and see if she will possibly sponsor that bill. I don't know if she will, but she's open to suggestions and ideas, and I'll have her contact information, which I'll share with you, Carlos, if you'd like. The other thing I wanted to mention is that there has been a lawsuit filed by 17 states. Nebraska is one of them. And basically, it's Texas versus Kennedy. And basically, it's challenging Section 504 of the Rehab Act. And it's trying to say that the law is unconstitutional. So we have, the NFB of Nebraska has written a letter to the governor and to the secretary, to the attorney general, asking them to basically remove themselves from this lawsuit because it's going to be detrimental to rehab services if Section 504 is ended or thrown out or whatever. So we need to really keep an eye on that as consumers, whether we're no matter what organization we're involved in. So I think that's my report then, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Linda?
Since our last meeting, I have attended one Alumni Association for the Wisconsin School for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board meeting. In my report, I just said AAWSBVI, but I thought I should explain the acronym, for which I am president. Two NFB and senior division meetings, for which I'm secretary. Two NFB and historians committee meetings, the NFB and state convention, and friends of the commission meeting, for which I am vice president. I have also met with a blind music student and her mother in Columbus, and that was very enjoyable. I also continue to teach music at Bible Baptist Christian School and sing in the church choir. So I'm out in the public there a little bit. Friends met Tuesday, April 22nd. The meeting mostly consisted of discussions of finance, assisted by Tammy Dunn, with whom our treasurer, Lori Burns, is working very closely. We are still in need of board members. Current members are President Robert Newman, Vice President Linda Mentink, Secretary Nancy Floral, Treasurer Lori Burns, Jan Brandt, and Karen Lemon. That is my report.
Thank you very much, Linda. And Patty?
Okay. I have, of course, attended all of the OCB, Omaha Council of the Blind, meetings, which is American Council of the Blind, and I am president of OCB. I'm very much out in the community with Lions. I am a zone chair, and I travel to 6 different locations, so they see what a blind person can do. I do a lot of work with Lionism, with my dog, Luna, Seeing Eye Dog, from Leader. And so all of that has been really fun, and I am really excited. June 27, 28, 29, Lions, I can't believe this, International is paying for me to go to Vegas. I know it's bad, but I can handle it.
Can I go too?
Yes, in my pocket. Sure. I'd love for you to go, please. And to a membership conference. I'm going to be heading up membership in Nebraska. So I'll need a lot of help on that for sure. Virtually, I attended the NCBVI state staff meeting in March 4 through 6. I really enjoyed that. Having the opportunity to get to kind of meet many of the staff by listening to them and all of the activities and the upfront activities, that was really fun. And Carlos, I really enjoyed having the opportunity to hear you interact with your staff. Clearly, you have a wonderful relationship with them. I also attended virtually a Nebraska Business Enterprise meeting. It was a special meeting called. And so I look to opportunities like this to get to know more about the inner workings of the commission.
Thank you very much. Okay, next thing on the agenda is report from the executive director, Carlos.
Okay, I'll start with the area of administration first. During the last quarter, I attended the following meetings and activities: the Special Education Advisory Council. The council continued developing strategies to improve special education services across Nebraska. There was also about the uncertainty surrounding recent and upcoming changes at the federal level, particularly within the U.S. Department of Education. The National Council of State Agencies for the Blind meetings, NCSAB, we finalized the agenda for the spring conference. We also talked about the anticipated and later making effective the retirement of 50% of RSA employees, several of them being senior staff, and also the uncertainty of the future of a placement of RSA within the Department of Health and Human Services or labor. It remains unclear whether the Secretary of Education will move RSA to a different department. The Council of State Agencies of Vocational Rehabilitation is recommending for RSA to be transferred to the Department of Labor. NCSAB position remains that we should be fighting to keep RSA within the Department of Education until Congress decides what to do with the Department of Education. This last Thursday night, the Trump administration sent their very skeleton budget proposal for the 2026 fiscal year, where they proposed several billions in cuts for the Department of Education. It is still unclear if rehabilitation services will be affected. The numbers are out there, but they don't mention which areas. So. I attended the NCSAB Spring Conference in Bethesda. Key topics included RSA statistical report showing that agencies for the blind consistently outperform general agencies. RSA is also advising agencies to continue regular operations unless otherwise directed in writing from RSA. There were technology presentations focused on the future of autonomous vehicles used by blind individuals and also artificial intelligence used by counselors at the different agencies. RSA also has a presentation on what to be considered when contracting for vocational rehabilitation services with third parties providers. At the StarTrunk meetings, progress continued on the multi-modal transportation center building, to be built as the budget was approved during President Trump's first term. They also conducted staff safety training and submitted a design plan to improve 75 of 815 bus stops in Lincoln. I met with the director of the Lincoln Lancaster Transportation, Elizabeth Elliott, on February 13th to discuss about the next steps on blind vendors operating the new multimodal transportation center. She stated that according to the U.S. Department of Transportation Regional Office, NCBBI does not qualify to manage vending machines at the multimodal center. However, when I followed up with the regional office directly, they clarified that the city or county has the discretion to assign vending management and as the city will own the property. The designee from the Attorney General Office believes NCBBI does qualify to manage vending services at the new center, provided it receives the council approval, the city council approval, as stated in state law. I sent a letter to the mayor of Lincoln on April 15th, and we plan to begin approaching city council members to secure their support for this project. At the Homestead Advisory and Committee meetings, I participated on the Employment Committee meetings where we began discussion on new five-year goals. At the advisory board, we discussed onboarding and training for new members, as well as getting goals from all the committee members, and that we should make a decision by early June. It will be submitted to the governor's office and the legislators after that. I attended both the American Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind State Conventions. At each, I presented on the 25th anniversary of the Commission for the Blind, emphasizing our progress and our consumer-driven approach and our strong partnership with both organizations. I also shared insights on current development and their potential impact on RSA and our services. I provided testimony to the Appropriations Committee requesting increased funding due to recent extra wage increases for several staff members and advocating for the establishment of a permanent support service provider, SSP. Chairman Hyman also testified. On February 28, I presented at the statewide Minority Health and Disparity at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I attended the independent agency's meetings on March 11. The state chief data officer did a presentation on AI policy and gave updates on new initiatives. On the April 8th meeting, Sean Davis, director of the state personnel, talked about upcoming July 1st changes. Everyone will get a 2.25% increase for cost of living, and for merit compensation, there will be another 1%. Some employees, I think it's around 11, right? That means we get an extra increase between 6 to 11%. Am I right, 11?
I would have to look.
Yeah, but that's...
approximate,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's what I remember. And this is to match the market competition in the state. We held 3D and audio exhibits in 5 Nebraska museums, accompanied by public service announcements, PSAs, to educate the public about the importance of making art accessible to individuals who are blind. During the last week of March, we organized a tour having 55 blind participants from across the state to visit 3 of these museums. As a result of this innovative initiative, I have been invited to give a presentation on May 8th at the American Alliance of Museums National Conference. I attended the 150th anniversary of the Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired, NCEVVI, alongside Amy Burish, Shane Burish, Kaylin Haligas, and Charles Anderson. Yeah, the business office, all required federal reports were submitted on time this quarter. The business office participated in ongoing meetings concerning both federal budget planning and state. We got the rest of our federal grants for basic support and OIP. For basic support, we received a cost of living increase for the last fiscal year and for this fiscal year, bringing a total of over $400,000 more to our budget. The new student lounge at the Nebraska Center for the Blind is complete, and we are currently awaiting for some furniture from Cornhusker Industries. We continue to improve the tracking management for client supply inventory. All payments continue to be processed way before the deadlines, and that's thanks to the business office again. In the technology area, obtain new hardware and accessibility licenses for Sanya Kellogg, sorry about that, replacing iPad for Charlie Salzman, order new laptops for staff and incoming hires, order new PC for the Center Technology Training Lab, completed the annual renewal of Adobe Pro licenses for staff, and Kathy Stevens completed registration for hotel arrangements for state and clients attending the ACBA and NAB convention, and Suzette Casillas of a club there. Finalized registration hotel accommodations for staff attending the NCSAB's Spring Conference, the CSUN Conference, and the NRLI Cohort 2. Attended an independent agency meeting with Carlos Cervantes. Continue working with staff to ensure stainless vehicles are properly maintained. Schedule Zoom meetings with staff and external partners, including friends of the commission. Provided information to the state auditors on several vehicles being used where we don't have offices. I want to also say that Tammy Dan attended the Friends of the Commission on my behalf this past time in April. In the human resources area, staff updates in the North Platte District, Amber Stevens, I think it's your sister, Kathy, is that right?
Yeah, we're not, there's no relation.
Was hired as a VR counselor and began center training on April 14th. Senya Kellogg was hired as a Braille instructor at the center and completed center training on April 30th. Vanessa Kamps resigned as of April 15th, and recruitment is being underway. I think we have a good candidate, right? Tammy?
An internal candidate.
Internal candidate, and we will let you know if she gets better or not. All areas are now fully staffed except the vacancy created by Vanessa Kung's departure. Training opportunities. Tammy Dan, Pam Rademacher, and Hugh Pham began their first training with the National Rehabilitation Leadership Institute, NRLI. Their second training starts next week. Pam also completed the leadership training with the state of Nebraska. The statewide staff meeting was held March 4th to the 6th in Lexington. Mayor John Faggett gave the keynote presentation. Commissioner Livingston presented an award certificate from the Commission Board in recognition of the mayor's leadership as a blind person. Charles Anderson, Josh Colden, Mickey Salzman, and Hugh Fan attended the CSUN National Conference. Angie attended the OIP National Conference in Arlington. Charlie continued the AI training with Jeff Bishop following her participation at the ACB State Convention AI training. Center staff participated on a 5-part virtual training series by the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. Grace completed a 6-week IEP training. Several staff members attended both the ACB and the NFB state conventions in March. Tammy Dan, Crystal Dimas, Pam Rademacher, and Tim Jefferson also attended the Spring NCSAB National Conference in Bethesda. Candace Dollar attended a full-day training focused on CBI protocol and best practices on supporting individuals with cortical visual impairment. That's what CBI stands for. Next is field services. The Winter Fest was held on April 10th to the 12th. The focus was on music. The event featured blind professionals from the national music industry who were role models and shared their career experience with participants. The Nebraska Ken WAP was held on April 22nd in Lincoln in partnership with Mary Noel Chamberlain, a vision teacher from Omaha, and part of the ESU. The event was focused on introducing students and teachers of the visually impaired to the benefit of using speech aids during training. A total of 26 volunteers, 11 students, and 6 parents participated. The Lincoln District continues to run the CATE program, which remains well attended and effective. Field staff across the state continue to build and strengthen strategic partnership and collaboration with stakeholders all over. These are schools, both private and public, the NCE, CBBI, Project Search, American Job Centers in Workforce Boards, Native American Nations, community events, businesses, and private nonprofit organizations, among many. Our staff do presentations talking about the capability of the blind, emphasizing that with proper training and opportunity, blind people can hold the average jobs. NCBBI provides the training, and we want businesses and the community to provide the opportunity. Field counselors work on finding OJTs, adaptive equipment, the fact that we can provide the technology, and when needed, job coaches. Client statistics. Number of clients on all statuses served out. For OIB, we serve 552. For independent living, under 55, 79. And for VR services, 446. Consumers who cross successfully cut jobs in various occupations, such as business operation specialist, child care worker, computer operations, customer service representative, fabric and apparel pattern maker, that's a new from farmer or rancher, fashion designer, fitness or instructor, trainer, janitor, management analyst, market research analyst, nursing assistant, Randolph Shepherd operators, receptionist, registered nurse, and teacher for secondary education. At the training center, we currently have 11 individuals. Just last week, we have 12 people getting training, but Sanya is not a trainee anymore. 9 consumers and 2 staff trainees. We plan to graduate at least 3 students during the next quarter. We hosted 1 consumer tour and 3 3-day stays. Tours will also provide us to reporters from the Nebraska Public Media, staff from the Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department, and approximately 35 individuals from Golden Plains Christian School in Madrid. Madrid, I think, is here in Nebraska, not in Spain.
No.
Just to make sure. We continue to offer various services, including drops, mini meals, commandment meals, techniques of daily living at the apartments, weekly seminars, and monthly vocational seminars. Activities this quarter included attending a hearing at the state capitol for SSP programs, a 4-hour workshop on artificial intelligence, and participation on both the NCB and the NFB state conventions. Additionally, students visited three museums and took a trip to the Homestead National Museum, no, National Historic Park. Students also participated on green activities. Jeff Allman came back after a couple of months off. He had a heart surgery. And he also announced that he will retire after 30 years with the Commission for the Blind, with his last day being June 30th. Sarah Brona did an excellent job teaching travel on Jeff's absence and will continue as the lead instructor. The Nebraska Business Enterprise vetting site update at the Offutt Air Force Base, we continue to work with the U.S. Strategic Command's update and remodeling the cafeteria area, which will feature a hot and cold bar food. USCSS in Lincoln, the project to consolidate two existing buildings into one, has been delayed. The new projected occupancy date is fall 2025. NBE currently have 16 blind vendors and one individual is on training. Several other clients are expressing interest in the program to its success. We are working also on renewing the contract for the state office building for vending machines. A training retreat is being considered for this fall. And finally, there were some complaints and the NBE staff continues to address those issues. I'll be glad to answer any questions or expand on any of those areas.
Carlos, I do have a we talked briefly the other day at Connie's retirement, before Connie's retirement party, and you gave me an update on what the Appropriations Committee approved and did not approve. If you could just state that for the rest of the board, that would be great.
Yes, Tammy also sent an email to you, right, Tammy? Together with the...
I did get that, but
yeah.
Seeing...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure that I start with that.
Yeah.
Well, the Appropriations Committee is recommending to the floor. It's not a done deal yet, but usually once the Appropriations make that recommendation, unless the governor wants to veto some part, it could change. So what the Appropriations Committee is recommending is what we ask to get increases for, or a budget increase for the wages increases that the bargaining union and the governor, oh, I'm sorry, and the state personnel office agree upon, which wasn't in the original request and in the original, nor in the original proposal from the governor. So that is included now. And it's around 270,000, is that right?
That's correct.
Yep, 273,000, I think, but just to make it around $370,000 extra, which put us in a very strong position. They didn't include anything for SSP. So that's the news. And besides that, what I mentioned earlier, too, we got an extra $430,000, I think, from the federal government.
So my next question is, that the thought that I got when Tammy sent us that email is, since we didn't get the approval for the to make SSP permanent, is there any way we can use some of that extra money that we now have to put towards that to help keep that going?
Well, we are doing that to keep the pilot project going.
Right.
And also, we decided, because that's just for this year. Now, the extra funds, keep in mind that the extra funds from the state is for the increase of salaries, and that starts next year, fiscal year in July.
Right.
But we do have, you know, some funds, and we are deciding to expand the number of hours SSP can provide support to the deaf blind within the Omaha area. We are hesitant to risk to expand it to Lincoln or to rural Nebraska because we don't know if we can continue doing it. So eventually, next year, I plan to work again on persuading legislators to get funds for SSP.
Next year when we do that, we could probably try to get some of the people who actually use that service to testify, to give them some perspective on what we'll do for them.
Yes, and what happened this year was we did two testimonies. One was for LB 87, where individuals who benefited from this program came, and it was very powerful. And then we have the Appropriations Committee.
Right, yeah.
And they didn't come. But yeah, it will be focused just on SSP this time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a tremendous program that we owe to them to do that.
So. Yeah. And I was confidentially told that a few senators wanted to support and they wanted to get some funds, but they couldn't because there was I think $360 million deficit.
Mm.
So it's hard to.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And, you know, we are fortunate that we didn't get a cut. Most agencies did.
Right. Any other questions for Carlos? Comments from the board?
I forgot. Is there, do we have a partnership with anybody else for the SSP funding?
Oh, the Friends are giving some funds. I think last year they gave $10,000. And I don't know if this year they are giving anybody. But we do have the funds enough for this year.
And regarding the site for the vending machine, so because it's a county, and they're saying that you know they can make it as a priority for the vendors. Is that what it is?
The state law says that blind vendors have priority for state buildings, and the federal law says for federal buildings.
Right, right.
But then the state law also says, and municipalities, as long as it's approved by the city council. So we need to get the city council approval.
So then, but this, at that point, then we are not in a fight for a contract. It's just we are a priority. If they do accept it?
Correct. If the city council says, yes, we want to give priority to blind people, okay. Then they have to do it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but looks like the city, I want to be careful, you know, but originally they said, oh, yeah, we will support, but then supposedly they contacted the regional office, and they told me no, because I wanted to follow up. I just, the mayor does not decide that, the city council does.
Oh, okay.
But I was trying to be polite, you know, let the mayor know that that's what I was going to do. And then they say, well, yeah, but when we contacted them, they told us that it doesn't apply.
Do you think it's basically because of money of other contractors?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't want to push you in that spot, I guess.
Well, you know, what they say is we could compete, and in their mind, is give it to minorities.
Okay.
You know, and well, black people are minority. Mm.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons is like the county, like schools and stuff, you know, I mean, the cafeterias, I know it's a little bit different, but I mean, it'd be nice if we could get into, you know, schools.
Yeah, and again, if this county is from that particular city wants to do it, yeah, we'll get in there.
Carlos, what is the, I know I should know this, but it escapes me right now, the levels of loss for vision and hearing to qualify to have a SSP assigned?
Well, there is no strict one, you know, for blindness. What it says is a profound visual and hearing impairment.
Uh-huh.
That's all it says.
So profound.
Right.
Yeah,
it's pretty vague.
It is.
Yeah, it's vague, and I guess goes back to can they function independently?
I see.
And if they cannot, we, the professionals on those areas, can determine that. Sure, please.
As with it being a pilot program, we want to be really careful not to restrict anybody so we could truly get an assessment of what the need was. But if we were to roll it out statewide, that might be something we have to evaluate at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions, comments from the board for Carlos?
I just have a
yep.
friend's comment. I don't know a whole lot about this. Tammy probably knows more than I do because I am not. I'm the only friend on the board that is not involved in the grant writing process because I know zip about it and I'm busy doing other things in my life. But I believe that that is one of the reasons we're trying to get more grant money is to help that. So
I concur. Yeah. When I was like, when I attended the meeting, that was one of the specific things that we discussed was SSP, and we provided the SSP fact sheet that we brought to legislation, Carlos,
mm-hmm.
was provided to Friends of the Commission as well.
Yeah, thanks. I'm a little whatever when it comes to that. Speaking of vague, I
so now a doctor, someone signs off that the person has qualifications or credentials or whatever you want to call it to have a SSP assigned?
We kind of followed what we do for our independent living and ongoing programs where our counselors having a CV, yep,
mm-hmm.
so they assess and meet with each person and deem it an appropriate service.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Any other questions for me? I just want to emphasize that the report looks great, you know, it's the director's report, but it's really the agency report. I want to thank Tammy and Aaron for helping me on directing the agency. And just want to value that, and also Kathy Stevens for keeping on my toes when I forget something. So just wanted to make
that's a full time job right there.
Yes. Better to keep you on your toes and step up your toes.
Well, what happened is that, as I mentioned in other times, that we are a very good agency. It's just hard to continue being a good agency. But also, we are adding things. And it could be overwhelming, but Kathy tells me, Carlos, you need to do this, or Carlos, you. So that's what I'm talking about. So thanks, Kathy, and thank you, Tanya, and Aaron again.
Thank you.
Okay. So the next thing we have after a report from the